Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, I hope you're on the mend this morning. A broken ankle, ouch.
It's an oucher. There's no two ways about it. And people have been very kind. I've been hearing from a lot of people. But as the old saying goes, why complain? What will it get you? So we'll all get through it. Okay, so it's going to be a very heavy day because we have this, then we have the round table. Then after the round table, I'm doing an hour-long interview with Judy Enck, the wonderful woman who was the Region 2 coordinator for the EPA. We'll have a lot to say. And we have the media project this morning. So it's a full day with a cast on my leg and staying home, and we'll just do our best.
And we move from there to the full news day. And the headlines, let's start with an editorial in the Times. Time to investigate Trump's ties to Russia in history. This is where Congress steps in, they say. And we see also that Trump plans to have an ally, Steven Feinberg, the billionaire co-founder of Cerberus Capital Management, is his choice to review the U.S. spy agencies.
Well, look, Trump is in a lot of trouble right now. The entire weight of media seems to be coming down on him. If he thought that by firing Flynn, there would be peace, he was wrong. Because it now turns out, what did he know? When did he know it? Even the Republicans, under great pressure, are having to come up with investigations of their own. They don't want an equal say so that Democrats are able to be in some kind of power here in these investigations. They want it all under their control. But it's going to be very tough. And I am sure that many of them are hearing from their constituents in large numbers about, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's make it happen. So Flynn goes, interestingly, the Trump PR apparatus comes out and starts talking about how the president fired Flynn. And the president comes back in public, starts to talk about how Flynn is a great man who has been severely maligned. And it's so unfair that this has happened to this guy. And so you scratch your head and you say, okay, so if the top PR people in the Trump administration are saying that he forcefully ousted the guy, but now the president's coming back and saying Flynn was a good man and it was all about the Russians, and then we find out that other people besides Flynn had been talking to the Russians, and then we question, where did it come from? Did it come from the top? Was this coordinated? We know that the Russians involved themselves in defeating Hillary Clinton, and so the fact that Trump now feels he has to defend Flynn raises a lot of eyebrows in itself, saying, hey, wait a second now. Does this mean that he's worried that Flynn will open his gap and say something compromising about the president? All of those things have to be considered.
Let's consider today and what's happening across the country. Immigrants are expected to stay home from school and work today, Alan, to show how critical they are to the U.S. economy and way of life. A day without immigrants, actions are planned in cities like New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, Houston, and Chicago.
Well, it has its risks, obviously, because this is one president who is intent on making immigrants the butt of his approach to keeping his constituents happy. So if those immigrants stay home and self-identify, there is always the possibility that this will lead to disclosure as to who they are and what they are, and puts them in a tough spot. On the other hand, it doesn't appear that President Trump has any sympathy for them to begin with. And as the old saying goes, what do you got to lose? So, look, I do know that there are many people who depend on immigrants, especially the undocumented now, are those people who are the basis of the workforce in many, many towns and villages and cities. And I know that that's the case. So it will certainly make the point. Whether it hurts the businesses they work for and others, that's another whole story.
Your reaction to Labor nominee Andrew Puzder, the fast food executive who has now withdrawn his name as criticism of his business record and character put his confirmation in doubt.
Well, it is interesting that Trump knew what he was dealing with. Clearly, Puzder has not come forward with all the information that was needed by the confirmation process, and he hasn't done that. And now, of course, he falls as a result of this thing. It does indicate once again that Trump, who lost the popular vote, but who won in the Electoral College, does think that he can put anybody from the far right and other places into these positions and get away with it. Well, as the Flynn thing happens and everything else happens, he gets himself into big trouble. And when Puzder goes, just an incentive for the liberal or resistor community to just keep going.